For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. It's here. It's new. It's sensational. The amazing new Oxidol that brings you all the things you ever dreamed of getting in a laundry suds. New Oxidol washes your clothes sparkling white and clean. Gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen to this vital fact. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds you've ever used. Deep clean, gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you have to do is rinse your clothes once and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. The Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, as you remember, yesterday the sparks certainly did fly at that meeting between our Fay and Tom Wells. Was Fay's resentment only because of Tom's unpleasant remarks about Spencer Grayson? And didn't Tom's bitterness seem to flare up even stronger than usual as he talked to Fay? What's behind the irritation these two young people feel toward each other? I wonder. Don't you? Well, right now, it's early in the afternoon, and Fay is just leaving Mrs. Foster's boarding house after her visit with Tom. She's hurrying down the porch steps, much too annoyed to look where she's going. Listen.
Oh, excuse me. What? My goodness, Evie.
Fay, of all things. Oh, you come down those stairs like a ball of lightning. You ought to look where you're going.
I'm glad we kept the collision in the family, Evie. Well, where are you going?
Oh, you know this is Jolly 17 Day.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll walk a few blocks with you.
Oh, good. Where are you headed?
I was on my way to market.
Oh, but, hey, was that Miss Foster's boarding house she was coming out of, where Tom Wells lives? Oh, don't tell me you've got the family maniac, too.
The what?
This whole family's got a maniac on the subject of Tom Wells.
Maniac's just the word for Tom Wells.
I got you visiting, Tom.
I wasn't exactly visiting him, Evie. I brought an electric heater that Ma wanted him to have.
Well, of course, I can appreciate he's a war veteran. We got to admire him for that part.
I do admire him. I respect him for what he's done, but that's as far as I'll go.
I admire him from afar, too.
The farther, the better. But I'd rather not even talk about him. He's impolite. He's ill-mannered. As far as I'm concerned, he's a complete bore.
But if he bores you, what are you getting so excited about?
I didn't say bore. I said boor.
Well, the best policy is don't bother with him. Leave and let leave, I always say. What was you and Tom quarreling about, anyhow?
For goodness sakes, Evie, I hardly know the man. How could we quarrel?
Oh. Honestly, the complicated girl you are, I don't know how we got to be sisters. But never mind, you did quarrel, you didn't quarrel, as long as it's only Tom Wells. Now, could we drop this particular subject?
With pleasure.
And turn a new leaflet to the subject matter of Spencer Grayson?
Oh, watch out for that car, Evie!
Watch out for me. Men drivers. Think they was somebody because they got four wheels to go around on. Wheels in the head some of them got. Now, what were you saying about Spencer Grayson?
Well, I don't know. Was I saying something?
And that's another thing, Faye. I don't want heap coals of fire from Newcastle on your head, but I do think you haven't been very fair telling me about Spencer.
But what did I tell you?
Nothing. That's what I'm complaining about. Since you got back from New York, I haven't had a clear picture. What's what?
I haven't had a clear picture myself, Evie. Till recently. I think I'm just beginning to see Spencer as he really is. In contrast to other people.
But you've seen him in New York.
Sometimes you have to get away and think things over. Make comparisons.
Why couldn't Spencer be a Rushville Center boy? We would have all this back and forth.
I ask myself the same question. It would certainly simplify life.
But in Rushville Center, he wouldn't have the glamour. He did have a say, even back there in New York.
Of course he did. More than ever in New York.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Oh, don't matter. He's going to work or he's tired at night. Spencer's the kind of a type which, in his house slippers and an old sweater shirt, he'd still be a man of distinction.
Especially if you believe, as Ma says, that distinction comes from within.
Yeah, it comes from without, too. The way Spencer always looks like he just stepped out of a bandbox. He was that way even going around here in Rushville Center. Ooh, I can imagine him at all those operas and parties.
Yes, he looked marvelous.
I bet you wore evening clothes.
Sometimes. Quite often.
I can just see the two of you. Handsome as the dummies in a store window.
Oh, I like that.
Talking and laughing and parading around like mannequins and ladykins.
Well, it isn't everything, but it does matter. The way you dress and the way you talk, kind of manners you have.
Oh, of course it matters. Don't you think I dream of how Willie would look if I could get him to put on a white tie and a tail?
Oh, Evie.
But I always say, if you love a fellow, appreciate him for the things he is, not what he wears.
If you love a fellow, appreciate him for the things he is. Oh, Evie, sometimes your nonsense makes a lot of sense. That's exactly what I want to do. Appreciate Spencer Grayson for the things that he is.
And now our scene changes as we pass over the next few hours and see what's doing at Ma's house a little later the same afternoon. It's about 5:30 as we join Ma and Faye in the kitchen getting things ready for supper. They're expecting some company tonight. Listen.
Shuffle ought to be here any minute now. Oh, I'm so glad you bought the roll beef for tonight, dear. We'll be able to have a real nice supper.
You couldn't have asked company on a better night, Ma. Got enough here for three extra.
I've called you a couple times in the lumberyard to tell you Shuffle was coming, but there wasn't no answer at the house.
No, well, it was such a nice day, I decided to walk to market instead of taking the car. Then I stopped off to leave the heater for Tom Wells, and then...
Oh, yes. Did you get any news of Tom, how he's feeling?
Well, then I met Evie in the street, and I walked her over to the Jolly 17.
Oh, that is nice. Did Mrs. Foster tell you how Tom was?
Mrs. Foster was so busy, I took the heater up to Tom myself.
Oh, I'm glad you took the trouble to do that, dear.
I wish I could agree with you about Tom, Ma, and I have tried, but, you know, sometimes you're too kind-hearted. Sometimes I think you're sorry for the wrong people. No, now, don't go look at me over the top of your specs. It's not just that I have a naturally horrid disposition.
Oh, land, of course you ain't, dear. Did something happen with you and Tom?
I don't know yet how it did happen. I certainly had the best of intentions. I wasn't even going up to see Tom.
Is that the best of intentions, dear?
Well, I met Mrs. Foster downstairs, and she'd made a sandwich for Tom. She asked me if I'd take it up.
Ah.
Well, the minute I walked in the door, Ma, he started being unpleasant.
Tom don't always welcome folks, but that's only his way of...
Wait till you hear what he did.
What did he do?
I hadn't been in the room 5 minutes before I threw the sandwich at him.
Faye? You threw a sandwich at Tom?
But he was so unfair, Ma. He called me Lady Bountiful and an angel of mercy.
Oh, Faye. Is that so bad?
You should have heard the way he said it. And it wasn't my sandwich in the first place.
Oh, he's got such great pride, that boy.
It'd help if he had a few manners.
Fay.
All right. But no sooner had I apologized than he started in on Spencer Grayson.
Spencer Grayson again.
You hear Tom talk, you'd think having a good job and good manners and a good car was some sort of a crime.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you this, Ma. In one way, I'm glad I saw Tom. It's made me appreciate Spencer, if only by comparison. But there's no comparison between those two men. Spencer is gracious and charming and delightful.
Fay, it ain't so hard to be delightful when you're sure of yourself, when you got success. And...
Well, who's standing in the way of Tom's success, except Tom himself?
He ain't had things easy.
And he's not making things any easier by being impolite to everybody. It doesn't matter. He won't get a chance to be impolite to me again. I don't have to see him, and I don't intend to see him.
Oh, Fay, my child, now it's your pride speaking.
Why shouldn't I have the right to some pride, too, and some choice in regard to my friends? Well, I've chosen. I've chosen Spencer Grayson for my friend. And not just a friend, either. Oh, was that our doorbell?
Must be. The Sheffield usually walks right in.
Oh, I get it. Maybe you locked the front door, Ma.
No, I don't think so. You can put the lights on in the parlor, dear. I meant to do it before.
All right, Ma, I will. I'm coming, Sheffield. Just a minute. Oh. Oh, it's you.
And tell Sheffield I'll be out in a minute, dear. Say?
It isn't Shuffle, Ma. It's Tom Wells.
Ladies, now for the first time in wash day history, you can save rinsing and actually get your clothes deep clean, too. For new deep cleaning Oxidol gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and holds it in the water. That's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And ladies, here's a special offer on the giant economy size Oxidol. This giant economy size Oxidol will do your family's laundry for a whole month or your money back. For further details of this amazing offer, see your dealer about the giant economy size Oxidol. Washes your family's laundry for a whole month or money back. Well, what's Tom Wells doing? We thought he was sick in bed. What's he doing at Ma's house? And so soon after his quarrel with Fay? Well, Tom answers that question himself. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.